Hello, this is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterley, and I'd like to welcome you back to another 2 hours of fine mainstream jazz on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're on every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10. We hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. And I'm going to open up the show with, and my portion of the show will be devoted to the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band. Now, last week I did a whole set of Jerry Mulligan and his concert jazz band. I'm going to do one more set this week, and it's enough material that I think you'd like to hear that it would be of interest to you. This was basically a pianoless concert jazz band, and Jerry Mulligan, was a great baritone sax player, was noted primarily for his pianoless quartets and sextets, but he also put together a pianoless concert band with the exception of Jerry Mulligan sitting in on piano once in a while, or maybe valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. And the whole band was driven through by a great drummer, Mel Lewis. Now I'm going to open up with a composition from their Verve album, Live at the Village Vanguard in New York City in about 1960. Now, this is a swinging version of a composition called Let My People Be. Not Let My People Go, it's Let My People Be. And it's a partial head arrangement by Bob Brookmeyer. And it's done. This is one track where we've got Jerry Mulligan doing a little bit of piano. We hear him do the piano work, and it kind of gets into a bassy groove. So let's listen to the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band do Let My People Be. The Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band live at the Village Vanguard in New York City. And that's about the only track I've heard where Mulligan plays piano with this group. Normally it's a pianoless outfit. And that was a great little swinger by valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. And besides Mulligan on piano, we had Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Reeder on tenor sax, and some great growl muted trumpet there by Clark Terry.
I'm going to kick off my portion of tonight's show with tenor sax player Dexter Gordon from a CD entitled Go Dexter Gordon. It's a quartet, and the name of the tune is We Small Hours of the Morning, featuring him on tenor, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins drums. Thank you. That was Dexter Gordon on tenor sax playing 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to turn it to another track by the Jerry Mulligan Concert Band, and this is from their concert at the Newport Jazz Festival, July of 1963. The album is called Concert in the Rain. Obviously, the reason for the title of the album was that they started raining. They were playing outdoors at the Newport Jazz Festival and started to drizzle, and he just kept right on playing. So that's the reason for the name of the album. This is the Mulligan Concert Band doing You're Clear Out of This World.
Thank you. That was Don Ferrara on trumpet. This next one is a very lovely song written by...
It was Jerry Mulligan speaking there to the audience at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1963, and as he noted, that was some fine trumpet solo there by Don Ferrara. That was the Mulligan Concert Jazz Band doing You're Clear Out of This World.
I'm going to play something from trombonist Slide Hampton from a CD entitled The Spirit of the Horn, and it features 12 different trombone players. So the name of the tune is Lester Leaps In. ¶¶ Slide Hampton doing Lester Leaps In, and the only other CD I've ever seen with that many trombone players is one Herbie Green did, and I think it was called Umpteen Trombones or something. But
that's right, there's been two or three ones where they do 6, 8, 10, 12 different trombones. Not 76 trombones. The I'm going to continue with my salute to the Jelly Maryland Concert Jazz Band and go back to another track from the Concert in the Rain CD, where it was cut in the Newport Jazz Festival in 1963. This is a beautiful little thing that isn't done too often. It was a composition written by Fats Waller back in the 30s called Sweet and Slow.
Thank you.
Mulligan, movie music.
Mulligan Concert Jazz Band from Newport Jazz Festival, 1963. And that was a nice, easy version of a tune that's aptly titled, called Sweet and Slow, and that was some fine baritone sax work by the leader of the band, Mr. Jerry Mulligan, and followed up by some earthy valve trombone by Bob Brookmeyer.
I'm going to play vibe player Bobby Hutcherson. We don't play him much. It's a quartet sound doing a tune entitled Whisper Not, featuring Mulgrew Miller on piano, John Head on bass, and Billy Higgins drums. So let's listen to Vibe's play Whisper Not.
Thank you.
Bobby Hutcherson on vibes playing Whisper Not, and it's from a CD entitled Jazz for the Quiet Times.
I'm going to continue with my salute to the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, and at this juncture I'm going to do a composition that was dedicated to great alto sax man Johnny Hodges, who was in the Duke Ellington Band for about 25 years. And he was nicknamed the Rabbit, so they named this tune 18 Carats for Rabbit, and written by Jerry Mulligan. So, and I believe that the alto sax work on this particular track is done by one of the great alto sax men we lost early in his career. I think he lost the Battle of the Bottle, Gene Quill. Thank you. South of Sex Man, Gene Quilt carrying through a Jerry Mulligan composition called 18 Carats for a Rabbit, which was a tribute to Alto Sax Man Johnny Hodges.
Hard to believe it. We're closing in at the end of the first hour of tonight's show, The Feeling of Jazz. We want you to stay tuned for the second hour. It'll be 5 minutes of news. It's at the top of the hour, and then we'll be right back. I'm going to finish out the first hour with a Houston Pearson tune entitled My Romance, featuring him on tenor sax, Johnny Ponder on guitar, and Sonny Phillips on organ. Ha ha.